Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
This is not the first time these 160 objects have been on display together. They were all on tour last year in Japan. The curator for Luminous, The Art of Asia, here in Seattle, Catherine Roach, knew the show made an impression when she recently took a trip to that country.
I had several people, strangers, approach me when they heard I was from Seattle. And normally the questions I get are about Ichiro. The second question I always get from the Japanese is about Starbucks coffee and do I know Howard Schultz? But this time I was actually asked if I was familiar with the Seattle Art Museum.
The Japanese oohed and aahed over a Buddha that is 1,500 years old, intricate painted screens that once served as closet doors for the very wealthy in Japan, and paintings from India that were created by artists long ago using brushes made with one single hair in order to paint in such fine detail. One piece that was a huge draw is a scroll of poetry known as the Deer Scroll.
This work was a much longer work. It's 72 feet.
The Seattle Art Museum has the second half of the scroll.
And the first half is scattered in different fragments in Japanese collections. So our half of the Deer Scroll went back to Japan and was reunited with all of the other fragments that could be found, a work that, had it remained in Japan, would have been of national treasure caliber.
The section of scroll in Sam's collection was donated to the museum by a wealthy family in the 1950s. It's not clear how they acquired it. The fact of the matter is that much of the art hanging on the walls of museums all over the world has a dark, often bloody past. Sam's Catherine Roach says Luminous acknowledges that many of the pieces are far from their original homes and that the journey here to Seattle wasn't pretty.
We had European explorers all over Asia, the French all over Indochina, and the British in India, and the West banging on the door of Japan, ordering them to open up or else. And so, yes, these objects were arriving on America's shores and Europe's shores under somewhat contentious circumstances. And we have to be a little bit more provocative in the questions we ask, and we have to be a little bit more transparent about where the objects came from and what their stories are.
The person who helped push the museum to take a peek in this direction is Do Hosa. He co-curated Luminous. He's the Korean artist who created the towering, shiny warrior robe made from dog tags that flows over the floor in one of Sam's main galleries.
It's the piece most often requested as visitors come in. They want to immediately know, where is the dog tag robe?
Sa and Roach talked for weeks over the phone and on Skype about how to shape Luminous and how to display the objects, many of which were never meant to be seen as art. They settled on the themes of movement and transition, given how far these pieces have traveled. They also hammered out the details of Sa's new creation.
So this is Gate. It's just called Gate, not the gate, but Gate.
Right.
And we're looking at his childhood home.
Yeah, so this is his childhood home where his parents still live in Seoul.
If you were dropped in the room, you might think for a few seconds that you were about to enter the house once you walked through the gate. It's a one-to-one replica made out of silky celadon, and a video of the gate and the house just beyond it is projected onto the fabric. Tweeting birds, blue sky, it all feels very real. And then the crows appear. They represent the crows on one of the painted screens in the exhibit. They all fly at once through the opening of the gate that you too can walk through. Other animated images appear, deer prancing lightly from the Deer Scroll and butterflies found on another scroll. Gate is part of Sa's desire lately to explore staircases, bridges, and other transitional places. Sa, who's difficult to reach due to the fact he's very much in demand these days, talks about this fabric architecture in a video produced by the Tate Museum in London.
I've been more interested in this transitional spaces rather than destination, because I truly believe that life is a passageway. I experience life moving through this different series of spaces.
The Seattle Asian Art Museum would love to purchase Gate for its permanent collection, but Seh says he doesn't want to part with it just yet. The museum says it would definitely boost attendance. It's not clear where Gate will head to next. Seh, who lives a nomadic life at the moment, says one of the reasons why he makes these pieces out of such light material is because they can be folded up into a suitcase and go on the road with him, reminding him of home. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News, Seattle.